Hello again, and welcome to the Morning Report here on NewOrleansSaints.com. I'm John DeShazer. It's Friday, January 3rd. Now, first things first, Philadelphia weather. I know you're interested in that. Tomorrow, game day, the high will be 31 degrees, but sunny. The low tomorrow night, 21 degrees, but no wind. So be cold, but not windy, so the Saints won't have to deal with those conditions. The Saints will finish up their preparations for the Philadelphia Eagles wild card game on Saturday at Lincoln Financial Field. They'll finish up those preparations today here at Saints Camp on Airline Drive. And, of course, we will have all the news from Coach Payton's news conference today, as well as we might have a couple of words from defensive coordinator Rob Ryan. Now, the Saints will go into this game needing to run the football, obviously. They want to have some balance, and we're not exactly sure what's going to happen in that area because running back Pierre Thomas is one of the guys who's been listed on the injury report this week. Pierre Thomas has not practiced so far this week, Wednesday or Thursday, with a chest injury. Also, safety Raphael Bush has not worked this week because of an ankle injury, so we will monitor those situations. But in the run game, if Pierre Thomas can't play, a guy who might have to pick up the slack, Kyrie Robinson.
Okay, Kyrie, as the season has progressed, your role has kind of increased some. Just talk about the role you're playing now with the Saints as you head into this playoff game.
My role is just to do, what I'm asked to do. If I'm at my number is called, I just try to make a play. I got a big role in the base, just the offensive period. Just being on the offense is a role. So I just try to do what I can when my number is called, and be productive and help the team win.
Now, it seems there's a possibility. We don't know for sure, but, we know that Pierre Thomas has been on the injury report the last couple of days with the rib injury, and that might be more opportunity for you. Are you looking forward to it?
I'm not really quite sure what's going on with Pierre right now. I just try to go out there and get prepared for Saturday, get ready for this playoff. But, if my number is called and I have to, I have to step up to the plate and show him I can play.
Is this a different type of intensity or a different type of excitement for you going to the playoff game? I know certainly it had to be exciting to make the team, and now you made the team. Now you guys are getting into the playoffs. Is it kind of amped up a little bit more now?
I mean, it's the playoffs. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit more intense. It's a whole lot. It's just as important as the last game. If we're trying to get to the top, we got to take it one game at a time. So we got to come in full throttle, ready to play.
How important is it for you guys to be balanced? I know certainly Drew talks about balance. Coach Payton talks about balance. And they also talk about the times that you guys have gotten in trouble. You've been a little bit imbalanced. How important is it to stay balanced with that running pass?
Man, we just got to do what we good at, and that's play football, go out there, take it one play at a time, come out with a win on Saturday.
Well, we'd like to thank Kyrie for joining us here on the Morning Report. Also, you continue to join us on the Morning Report, and we thank you for your participation. Continue to watch. Later on this afternoon, you will see the injury report as well as those news conferences that we referenced and maybe a couple of player interviews. Also, the written word by myself here on NewOrleansSaints.com. And continue to watch us and Pelicans.com for the Black and Blue Report. I'm John DeShazer for NewOrleansSaints.com and the Morning Report.